Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Vav. We're holding the Mishnah at the top of Chav Vav Amid Aleph. A lot of what we're going to learn now in the Mishnah and the Gemara we've already had before, both in our Masechta as well as in the Masechta Zvachim. So this should be fairly familiar. The Mishnah says, Nitma'u Shireha, Nisrafu Shireha, Avdu Shireha. We have a Karban Mincha. We're ready to go and put the Kemitza on the Mizbeach. And guess what? We find out that there's a problem with the Shirayim. The Shirayim became Tomei. The Shirayim became, they were destroyed. Somehow they got involved in a fire. Or they were lost. So now I have my Kemitza all on its own. Since the purpose of a Kemitza is to be Matir, the Shirayim Ba'achila, can I go and take the Kemitza and put it on the Mizbeach, even though I have no Shirayim left, because they were all Tameh, Nisraf, or Ovud? Is a machlekes. Kemidas Rabbi Lezer is Kshera. Rabbi Lezer says, even though you'll have no Shirayim to be Matir, but that doesn't take away from the carbon. Bring the carbon by putting the Kemitza on the Mizbeach, and then you'll be able to tell the Baalim, you were Mekayim, the Mitzvah, your Neder, your Nedovah, to go and bring your Mincha, it was done perfectly. Kusha. Ukemidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula, Rabbi Yeshua holds, know that it is possible. In other words, don't bother bringing the Kemitz on the Mizbeach because it has no Shirayim to be Matir, and that's the essence of the purpose of putting the Kemitz on the Mizbeach.
So what now, would you do with it?
What do you do with all Pasul Karbanas?
Put it on the side somewhere?
In the Azorah, there's a special Beis Hadesh, and for all those Karbanas that became Pasul inside the Azorah. Mm-hmm. So in that Beis Hadesh, you burn all of the Psula. Hopefully it wasn't used frequently, but whenever they had to, that was a special basis ray for Beis Hadesh. Now the question is, why does the Mishnah use the term Kimidas Rabbi Lezer? Kimidas Rabbi Yeshua? Wouldn't it normally say Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer? What is this Kimidas? And the answer is because this is really a derivative of Hilchos Zvachim. What do you mean a derivative Hilchos Zvachim? You recall back in Masechta Zvachim, as well as earlier on in our own Masechta, there's a pasuk that says in the Torah, V'yosisa oileisecha ha-bosar v'hadam, that when you bring your carbon oile, you bring the bosar and dam. It's kind of a strange way of expressing it. V'yosisa oileisecha, and then the bosar becomes before the dam. Normally the dam comes before the bosar. And so the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yeshua holds im ein bosar ein dam. What does that mean? That the only way that you can bring the carbon is if there is still bosar remaining. Im ein bosar, if the bosar is no longer here, because it became nitma, because it became nisraf, it became ovud, im ein bosar ein dam. Therefore, just like Rabbi
Yeshua,
that's the Gabi Zrika Saddam. Exactly right. So as Bill is pointing out, your regular normal carbon, take for instance, if you're talking about a carbon oiler, and all of the basar has been destroyed or lost or tamei, vasisa oilesecha habasar vihadam, if there is basar, then there's dam. If there's no basar, no dam. That's what Rabbi Yeshua holds, because he holds that the carbon now is posel. Don't even bother doing Zrika Saddam because it's not matter anything. There's nothing left. If Shelley were here, he would say there's no purpose in doing it because it's no matter what. You can't go and eat from the Shiraim. There's nothing left. So that same Rabbi Yeshua that says over there, Lagabe Kodshim, that there's this din of Ein Basar Ein Dam, he holds the same thing would apply. Him Ein Shirayim Ein Koimet. And that's why it says, Kim Midas Rabbi Yeshua, hold this Basar. The same Rabbi Lezer that holds, otherwise the Gabi Karbanos, he darshans differently that Basik, and he says that even if there's no Basar, there is still Dam. So he will hold, even if there's no Shirayim, there's still Koimet. So that's the Kmidas, the same Machleks. Now this is all talking about that there's nothing left. The whole thing is Tameh, the whole thing is Nitzraf, the whole thing is Ovid. What happens if only some of it is Tameh? Omer Rav, Vushenitmu Kol Shireh. The halacha of our Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua says it's possible, because there's nothing left. Avo Mitza Shireha, if only part of it became Tameh, Loi. Even Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah would agree to Rabbi Lezer, yes, you can go and be makter the kmitza. Now note that Rav only refers to the v'hushin nitmu. Avo mitzas loi. Sekosol kadaitach nitma in ovid v'sorof loi. Our Mishnah gave three separate examples. The case of the Nitma, Nisraf, and the Ovid. Why didn't Rav say, V'hushe Nitma'u, Nisrafu, V'nevdu kol shireh, Aval mitzas loy? That l'chayr would be exactly paralleling our Mishnah. Since he doesn't say that, the Gemara assumes that in fact Rav is only focusing on Nitma and not on the Soruf and the Ovid. And the question is, Manishtana? My Kosova. Ikosova Shira Miltzihi, if he holds that as long as you have a Shir, that's good enough. You don't have to have the entire carbon. Abisla is Genuk. How much is the bisla? Agamar doesn't address that. On the Amud Beis, we're going to see whether you have to have at least a kezias or not. But at least, if he holds that abisla shiura milzi, so what's the difference between nitma and oven and sarva? I feel oven and sarva nami should be the exact same din. Elamai ikosova shiura la milzi. He says, no, no, you have to have the whole thing. Your shiura is good. So, Oibazoi, why is Nitma different? But Nitma might time it maybe because the Meratza Tzitz. Like we learned yesterday, the Ritzi of the Tzitz is Meratza, even though it became Tamei, unfortunately, but the Tzitz is there to come to the rescue. Freddy Moriachi, Koshira Nami. So then why are we distinguishing between Nitmu Shira, totally, and Mikza Shira? If the Tzitz works, it should work for everything. If it doesn't work, it shouldn't work for anything, you know, Manavshach. And therefore, I'm stuck, what's pshat in Rav? So therefore, says Igmar, the kasol gedaita that you said initially is in fact wrong. Li oivim kasava shiura milzihi. That as long as you have something left over, you can continue going and doing the Torah's hakoimit. The nitma, when Rav said, v'hushin nitmu, av mikta shirel loy, the same thing applies v'adin la'ovid v'saruf. Why did he only focus on Nitma? Vaidikam and Nitma, Reishayu Nokat, because that was the first on the list of our Mishnah. We had three, Nitmu, Nisrafu, and Nevdu. So Rab figured you'd understand if I say, Bush Nitmu Koshira, Ava Miktas, the halach is no, even according to Bishua, it would be kosher. You can figure out on your own that when I said Nitma, I meant Taka Nitma, and Nisraf, and I'm just saving some ink and some time, but you understand it means it's a package, all three together.
Chuli, as it were.
Iber in fact, I have a brisa directly on point. This is our Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol hazvocher shebatoira, shenishtair mehen kezayis basar, a kezayis chaylev. See, he refers to a kezayis, but we'll talk about that more on the Amud Beis. Zoyrik es hadam. Any zvocher that at least you're left over with a kezayis, basar, or chaylev, you can go and do this rikas hadam. Oh, what do we see? Even though Rabbi Yeshua holds in our Mishnah that in the case of Nitmu Shira, Rabbi Yeshua says Psula, and we said that the reason why it says Kimidas is because Rabbi Yeshua said the same Alocha Legabe Kodshim, that in Ein Basar Ein Dam, the same Rabbi Yeshua says, yeah, if there's no Basar whatsoever, Ein Dam. But if there's at least a Bissel of Basar, at least a Kazayis left over, a Kazayis Chaylev left over, yes, you can be Zoyrek es Adam. Now, that still doesn't really address yet our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is not talking about Zvachim, but we'll see in another moment, we're going to talk about the case of a Karban Mincha. And the Rabbi Shua continues on, what happens if you didn't have a full Kezayis? Kechutzi Zayis Chelev, Ein Zoyrek es Adam, that does not have enough Chashivus to allow you for the Zoyrek es Adam. It has to be a full Kezayis. But that's dafke legabe a regular karm. We're not going to be mitzarif the two halves, the half of basar and the half of chaylev, because basar is ne'echal and chaylev is aymer on the mizbech. But be oila, hafel chotzi zayis basar, chotzi zayis chaylev, zerik es adam. Why? Simple, menesha kula kolil. By the oila, everything is like aymer in it, all kolil on the mizbech. So there's really no difference between the basar and the chaylev. So if you have a half a kezayis of this and half a kezayis of that, it's mitzarif, and you can go ahead and do the zrika sadam. Ube mincha, oh, now our case, this is what we've been waiting for. Mincha filakula kayames lo yizroik. One second. That's our mincha? We're talking about zrika sadam. We're talking mincha zrika sadam. What's going on over here? I don't understand. Freiti Gemara. Mincha maya vidita. We're talking about zvachim. Amra papa minchas nisachim. Oh, every time you bring a carbon oil or a carbon shlomim, you have to add your minchas nisachim, depending on how big the animal is. Are you talking about a par, an ayil, or a keves? Shloish esroin min apov. Shnei esroin ma'ayil. And the revius, that's the gabe the mashke. And if you're talking about the Israelim, shloish Israelim yaposhne, Israelim oil, Israelim echel keves echel. So therefore, every time you bring your oil in shlom, you bring your minchas esach. What happens if Rabbi Yisai, unfortunately, all of the basar became tamei or avid or sarf? What happens if all of the chaylev, all the things you put on the mizbeach, well, not everything, the chaylev, again, the chaylev never became nitma, nevad, or sarf? What's the din? We said already in our Mishnah, couldn't be sure, it's possible. But I still have left the Minchas Esachim, Baruch Hashem, which is Tor and Kodosh, nothing happened to it, it's all present. Maybe that's enough to allow for the Zrika Saddam. Since it's an accessory to the rest of the carbon, and therefore I should be able to go and bring the Minchas Esachim. Since I'm bringing the Minchas Esachim, I should be able to do the Zrika Saddam. It would think it's kigufei deziv chadamia kamash malon as nein, that it's not considered to be part of the carbon, it's only accessory to the carbon. So even if you have the entire minchas desachim intact, you cannot do a zrikas adam if you don't have a kazayas of basar or a kazayas of chaylev, as we said.
It comes 10 days later.
Oh, very good. So that there's like a chilik between if it comes together with it or comes 10 days later. Well, 100% right. So Rashi addresses, Kesanya, I don't see it over here. But the point that you make is well taken. If you're bringing it together with it, I would have thought, oh, I'm bringing it together with it. I can use that as my option, my exit ramp, to be able to go and do the Zrika Saddam, Kamash Walon, that even if you bring the Minchas Esachim together with the carbon, it's not Gufei Dezivcha, and if you don't have left over from either the Basar or the Chelev, the equivalent of a Kizayis, sorry, you cannot go ahead with the carbon. How do I know this last portion that you're talking about, the Minchas Esachim, as well as the Din of the Chelev? Remember the Basar, we had the Basar, but how do I know that if you have at least a kazayis of chaylev that I can still go and bring the carbon, I can still do the zrikas adam? You're makta the chaylev avo bisha ein basar. Now what does this pasuk v'hikter chaylev have to do with the zrikas adam? The earlier pasuk that we had, Vasisa Oilisecha, Habasar V'Adam, says, Emein Basar, Ein Dam. But here it just says, V'Hiktara Chelev. If you note, it's number one here in my Torah Shalem. And the pasuk, in fact, here too, brings the two together. The pasuk begins, V'Zorak HaKoyenes Adam Al Mizbach Hashem. So it says, Zrika, and then it continues on, V'Hiktara Chelev Arech Nichoyach. Why did the pasuk put the two together, V'Zorak HaKoyen, and then the hikter achelev, to tell you the same halacha? Em yesh chelev, yesh dam. Em ein chelev, ein dam. So therefore, the halacha of chelev is just like the din of the basar. Zokimara, va'achkechon chelev. So now I know both the din of basar and the din of chelev. What about the yiseres v'shtei akloyos minolon? Meaning that we always talk about the emerin, and very often we think of the emerin and the chelev as being synonymous, and they are, to a large degree, because when you talk about the Eimrin, you're talking about either the Chalavim. But the Chalavim, the Torah always adds on, V'yaseris ha-kovei, V'shtei ha-kloyes, V'chelev ha-shar ha-leyen, ha-shar ha-ksolim. There's a few more pieces from the innards of the animal, which also are the ingredients of the Eimrin. So therefore, what happens if you have no more basar, no more chelev, but you still have the Yoiseres HaKoveit and the Shtei HaKloyois, that's also enough to be able to warrant a Zrika Saddam. How do I know? Diktoni v'ashteitach in this brisa that we just finished, hu b'mincha, which is a mincha sesachem, afilu kula kiemes lo yizroik, mincha hu d'lo yizroik. If you have the mincha sesachem, which is just an accessory of the carbon, that's not enough for a Zrika Saddam. Ho Yoiseres Shtei HaKloyois, that's yizroik dos kemiyo. Now the question is, Minolan, what's the posik for that? I had the posik with Sisa Lsecha Bosvi Adam for the Bosser. I have the Zarakakoinis Adam, and then the Hikter Achelev, That ties the din of the chaylev. But how do I know the aseres hakoved and the shtei hakloyes? Rabbi Yochanan didei Omar. Rabbi Yochanan a few lines ago said Om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel umotuba. Now Rabbi Yochanan is saying on his own the reyach nichoyach kol shatamal reyach nichoyach. That same pasuk in number one where it says v'hikter hachaylev doesn't say v'hikter hachaylev l'Hashem. It says v'hikter hachaylev l'reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. What does the extra reyach nichoyach come to tell you? Comes to tell you that even if there's no basa and there is no chaylev, as long as there is yoseres hakoved shtei hakloyos, that's also enough based on this pasuk l'reyach nichoyach. So now the question is, what do I have to have both v'hikter hachaylev and v'hikter hachaylev l'reyach nichoyach? Isn't that somewhat repetitive? No. V'itzrach l'michtav chaylev, v'itzrach l'michtav l'reyach nichoyach. Dikos v'chaylev min hachaylev in yoseres shtei hakloyos loy. I would think that the only thing that allows you to do the Zrika Sadam is the Basar. If there's no Basar, the Chalev. If there's no Basar and no Chalev, I would think that you struck out. You cannot rely on your Seres Hashtei HaKloyes. Kasa Rachman Reich Nechayach, no. That you still have that third strike, that if you have your Seres Hashtei HaKloyes, that's enough to allow for your Zrika Sadam. V'ikos Rachman Reich Nechayach, alone without Chalev, have a minafila mincha. Reich nichoyach is such a broad term, maybe to even allow for a minchas nisachim. Kasurachmana chaylev, no, it's gotta be megufa de zivcha. So if you have basar left over, at least a kezayis, says Rabbi Yeshua, genuk. If you have chaylev left over, a kezayis, also genuk. And if you don't have those two, if you at least have yeseris, a kovit, shleakloyis, if you have a kezayis at that, ochkit. But mincha sasachem, unfortunately, is not enough to allow for the zrika sadam. And now we start a new mishnah, zok the mishnah. Shaloi bikli sharis. Return now to hilchos mincha. We leave now zvachem back to mincha. You'll recall that we've said numerous times throughout our masechta, when you're talking about being maktish, the korban mincha, there are two kli sharisin. You have kli sharis, number one, is where you put the initial mincha in. That includes first the Nesinas Hadam, not the Dam, Nesinas HaShemen, first inside the Kli, then you pour in the Solas, then you pour in some more Shemen to be able to do a proper Bila or Blila, and then after that you go and put on top of that the Levoina, and then the Kohen has to come, push aside the Levoina, put his three fingers into the Mincha and take out the Kmitza. Now what do you do with that Kmitza? So we've learned in the past that you put that into a second Kli Shares, and you take that second Kli Shares, you take it up to the Mizbeach, and you makter it on the Maruch. Here we're talking about a situation where the first part was all perfect. In other words, you put the Mincha and the Shemen and the Levoina in the first Kli. And the Koyin went and he did the Kemitza. Everything was great. But instead of the Koyin putting that Kemitza into a new Kli Shares, either he took it in his fingers, or he put it into a kli chol, a kli which was not niskadish with the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. So does that passel this korban mincha? We have a machloikis in our Mishnah. Says the Tanna Kamma, what you didn't take the kmitza and put into a new kli shor is, it's passel. Forget about it. Because our Tanna Kamma holds it as in of kiddush koimitz. It's not enough just to be makadish the mincha in its entirety. But after you separated the kmitza, you have to go and do a special kedushas koimitz. Well, Reb Shimon is machshir. Reb Shimon says, no, it's still kosher. What's the svar of Reb Shimon? We're going to have a three-way machloikis between three amoiroim. Where does Reb Shimon come from that he says that you don't need a klisharis for that second kedusha? Hikter koimtza pamayim is ksheira. You don't have to go and put the whole koimitz on in one scoop. What you can do is even split it up into two scoops. Put a half a kmitza on and come back a minute later and put on the other half a kmitza. Can you do it more than half? Can you do it in quarters? Can you do it in eighths? We'll discuss that on the Amid base. Robert, you have a question?
What do we do with the shrine on the first keli? According to the first mandamar that you have to put the kmitza in the second keli. So we have a shlaim in the first keli. What happens to that?
You leave it there until after the haktara, and after. Oh, by the way, you also have to remove the levoina from that first klisharis, but the other shiraim of the mincha leave in that first klisharis, and have to do the haktoras halavoina and the haktoras hakmitza. Then we tell the baalim, not the baalim, we tell the kahanim, chevra, you'll be able to eat from this now because it's all kusha v'yusha. You do not have to.
It has a din of shiraim.
Exactly, din of shiraim. You leave it in that first klisharis until they're ready to go and eat from it, and then they're going to either boil it or broil it or roast it or do whatever they want to make it tasty.
It's part of the Isoran, in other words.
I'm sorry, once again?
It's part of the Isoran.
Exactly.
Part of the Isoran that remains.
The original Isoran was 43.2 eggs in volume, which is, of course, a very large volume. You're talking about 3.5 dozen eggs. You can figure out how much that is. Masha Enkein, the Gabi, the Kmitz is just in your three fingers, which is 2 ounces, 3 ounces, 4 ounces, a Kleinigkeit. So therefore, that goes on the Mizbech, and all the rest of the Shiraim goes to the Kahanim. You leave that in the first Kli until you're ready to eat from it and to process it and bake it and cook it, etc. And then the Mishnah concluded at the end, as we said, that you can go and divide up the Kmitz into two portions and be makter each one after the other. It doesn't have to be all in one. If you remember, the Gemara even talked about a few days ago what happened if you did it in shumshum style. We said shumshum style, like one sesame seed after the next, and I think Bill or somebody else said it's similar to go, and when you're salting, you don't go and put a ton of salt all at one time. You salt slowly but surely with your salt shaker. So we had that as well, that if you went and did in shumshum style.
So when you divvy up the kmitza,
yeah.
When you're mocked here, just the first part of the divvying up, does that mean the korban is done, or it has to be all the divvying ups of the kmitza?
You have to put the entire kmitza on the mizbeach. What our mishnah is telling us is it doesn't have to be in one shot. You can do it in two shots. If you had kmitza in this cup, in this klisharis, pour half of it first, then, it's burning so nicely. Oh, beautiful. Okay, let's now put the second half.
What if you poured half of it, and then the remaining half becomes tameh?
No good. And the carbon is now puzzle.
Can you be mafago in Chatzi Kmitza? You can be a machlokas.
Maybe we'll have it later on, but not for today. Zakti Maravaiter, Om Rav Yudu Barayi Rav Chia, my time with Rav Shimon. What's the reason why Rav Shimon holds that you don't need a second klisharis for the Kmitza? And we're going to have three reasons given. First one is Rav Yudu Barayi Rav Chia. What's the reason? These are all Amoroyim. And what's the first reason? Omakrat says in the Pasuk. Now we've had this already in the Gemara prior, that Kodesh Kedoshim Hi is a pasuk talking about the Korban Mincha, and it's just as Kodesh as Chatzis V'Cha'ashem. Now the question is, why does the pasuk need to add Chatzis V'Cha'ashem? Would have been enough to say that the Mincha is a Kodesh Kedoshim Hi. Has it enough Kodesh Kedoshim? We know what the halachas of Kodesh Kedoshim are. The Kahanim can only the Kahanim can eat it, and it has to be eaten Dafkan Yazara, etc. What do I need kachatz v'chashem? So I'll tell you why. Bali oivda biyad, oivda biyamin, kachatas. Now we're talking about the avoida that we're referring to is taking it up and putting it on the marocha, on the mizbeach. If you want to go and take it onto the marocha, on the mizbeach, as long as you leave it biyad, meaning you have the koyin take the kmitza with the three fingers with his right hand, it's still in his hand, he doesn't want to dispense it into a second klisharis, that's okay. But leave it in your right hand and take it off the mizbeach. Why is right the right way of doing it? Because we're going to learn it like a chatas. Vushtei legabi a chatas. Chatas, it says in the pasuk, v'tovel hakoyin etzbo'oi badom. And we've had in the Gemara before that if it says koyin together with etzba, does etzba need koyin? Does koyin need etzba? That was an earlier sugya. You learn
Taras Mitzayra, right? From the
not Lavdafka. The Tovel Koyinus that's Boy Badam is referring to either the four Kronis on the outside Mizbech and Mizbech Achitzayin, or the Tovel Koyin, he goes and does the Hazor in front of the
Parochus.
But okay. Regardless, but the point is you have the Pasik Mit the Koyin, Mit the Dam, and I learn, and it uses the term Etzpa. Whenever it says Etzpa, that has to be a min. Now, how do I know that the etzba always has to be yamin? That I learned from the Tekalach of Mitzayra. That by Mitzayra it says that you're doing on the b'hoin yodei ha'imonis, b'hoin ragla ha'imonis, and you're putting on the oizen. So from that I learn that the kmitza as well as many other avoiders have to be done b'yamin. But anyway, that's ovdimin kechatzis. Now, what happens if he says, I am going to transfer this to a kli? In fact, according to the Tanakhama, you have to transfer a kli. According to Reb Shimon, this is not necessary. But if you want to put into a kli, then you don't even need your yamin anymore. You can do b'smoil ki osham, because the only time that I find the Feirish in the Torah, the din of v'tovel ha'koyinis, it's bo'oin, I'm learning etzpa from the Torah, to say it's got to be yamin, that's only by the chatas. Because the chatas is where you have this din, where you just do matan domim on the four kronis at the top, and or hazois inside lefnim, but not legabi osham or any other card. Ah, so that's what the pasuk is telling us. Kachatzis kaosham. If you want to go and do biyad, fine, but do biyamin. You want to do bekleili, it's also fine in a kli, and then you can do it even bismoil, and of course you can do it biyamin as well. Ah, so now according to this Rabbi Yehuda,
carrying it.
Yeah, we're talking about, oh, we don't want to get...
In the Kli, you say it could be b'yamin, you said or b'smol. You're talking about the Hagasha of the Kli, too, or you're talking about taking the... You have to take the Kamitza b'yamin, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's stop right there, exactly where you're standing. The Hagasha that you're talking about is prior to even putting it prior to the kmitza. Once you have your first kli and you have in it the mincha with the levoin and all that, and the kohen takes it to the southwestern corner, does a hagosha, and then we're done. Then we go over to the kohen and say to him,
halacha, sorry,
"No, it's okay. We love you just the same." Then after that, we go and give it to the same kohen, another kohen. Please do the kmitza. Now, what do we do with the kmitza at this point? So, according to everyone, other than Reb Shimon, you put it into a second kli sharis, and then either that koyin or another koyin is moilich that kli sharis with the kmitza in it, goes up the ramp towards the top of the mizbeach. They, by the way, also add a little bit of melach, a little bit of salt. That's not necessarily relevant for our discussion. We get now to the marach, and you pour it out on the marach. That's the normal way it's done, and that's kusha v'yusha. Reb Shimon and our Mishnah was mechadesh that you don't need to put it into a second kli sharis. So the question is, what's the basis of Reb Shimon's psak? So far we have Reb Yehuda b'Rei Reb Chiya, and he says the basis is by the fact that the Torah says that the mincha is just like the chatas and the osham. What does it mean? Of course, it's just like chatas the osham in terms of that it's kodesh kadoshim and has to be eaten by the kahanim inside the azara. So what does the chatas of osham add? Says the Gemara, it's adding according to Reb Yehuda. It's adding that, according to Reb Shimon, there are two options now of taking the kmitza, which the kohen has now been komet. Both, okay, what are the two options? Option number one is he can just leave it in his fingers and hold it there, show it to everybody, see, I did one of the three avoidis kosher shemim migdash, did a great job, vishing and washing, and he walks with the three fingers, and he takes it up to, on top of the ramp, top of the marocha, and then he drops it on top of the marocha to burn. When you do that, says Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yehuda, make sure you do it be a min. Don't transfer it from the yamin to the smoil. Leave it in the yamin. On the other hand, if you want to go and take and put a kli sharis, by all means, do like all the other rabbanim, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, everybody else agrees you're supposed to put a kli sharis. Sure, put in a kli sharis. Once you put into a kli sharis, you do not have to carry that kli sharis in your right hand. You can carry the kli sharis in the left hand. That's what Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Reb Chiya says, according to Reb Shimon. So far, so good. How do I know this distinction between right hand, left hand, your kli, nishkli? That's based on the fact that it says kachatas and kashim. Kachatas has to be done with the right hand, because it says in the Lashon HaPasuk, v'tov l'koyinis etzboi ba'adam. So I have the koyin and etzba together. Whenever you have koyin and etzba together, for sure, it has to be done b'yamin, and that we learn from Metzoyra, like Barry was telling us before. Then you don't need a kli. However, you want to put in the smile, also good, but then you have to make sure to put it into a separate kli. Sharis. Well, why don't they need the right hand? Because like an Oshem. Oshem doesn't require a right hand, and therefore this doesn't require... Really? By other kabbalas, you don't have to do with the right hand? So you remember we had earlier on in our Masech that according to Reb Shimon, Kabbalas Hadam in the Mizra can be done with his left hand. And even the Zerikas Hadam can be done with... Really? We have that? Yes, we have that. Where did we have that? Anybody remember? This is around Daf Yud, Amid Beis, we had Aleph Amid Beis, it was the very top of the Amid, where although we didn't find a Mishnah, we had a Braisa. We state the Mishnah mit Braisa, this is Daf Yud Amid Beis. Yeah, if you go the top of Yud Amid Beis, you'll see Vazrika, like Kosebe El Kuhuna, doesn't say Kuhuna Ve'etzba. Utanan, Zorik Bismuth is possible, like Palagrib Shimon, Rib Shimon should be arguing. Amrepaye Palag Bibrais and Asanya. This is Reb Shimon speaking. Kibal Bismoil, Posel, Tanakama, Reb Shimon Machsher, even though the Kabbalah Saddam in the Mizrak, he's holding a Bismoil. No, put it back in the right hand. Shimon says Machsher. Zorek Bismoil, Posel. Reb Shimon is Machsher. The Zrika Saddam was done with the left hand, says Reb Shimon, Yakusha Vyusha. The only time that Reb Shimon requires the Dafka Yamin, that's by Kormchatos. The Kormchatos, you're not doing it. The Zerika is not done the right on the left, it's done on the Sina Saddam, and there the Torah says Beferish that it has to be done the Etzvan. I learned Etzvan, mit Kahuna to go and tell you it has to be Davke by Chatzis. The only Chatzis is that Yemin, according to Shimon. Anything else, the Oshem and all other Kamanis can even be Bismarck. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chia. It's consistent with Rabbi Shimon, but before. But we're not finished yet. We have now Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. What does Rabbi Yanai say? Rabbi Yanai Omar. Kibin shekomtzai mikli sharis, as soon as you did your kmitza, maleu, pick up your hand, go and do your halacha, umak tiroi, and be makter on top of the mizbeach. Now where should you go and put this kmitza? Rabbi Yanai is even more makel, if you will, than Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Chia. He says, you can be put it afilu b'hamainai. Hamainai means his gartel, or like Rashi says, the avnate. In other words, you don't have to keep it in your hand. You don't have to put into klisharis, assuming that his avnate is wide enough. He can go and put the kmitza in that avnate. Of course, make sure none of it spills out. So, you know, you're getting into a danger zone by putting it in, but you can. Vafil makeda shel cheres. Even in a makeda means a kli cheres made out of cheres. Could that be a klisharis? No. Why? Because ain. You can't have a klisharis made out of cheres. So it's basically, we would say today, you could even use a plastic container. The kohen can go and take the kmitza, put it in his navnate, put it into a plastic container, take it up to the top of the mizbeach. So we don't have all of these rules about yamin, mitzmoil, mitakli, mitados. Rabbi Yanai is much more lenient in terms of the details, and that's how he understands Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Omar, I disagree very, very strongly on one point with what Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia said and with what Rabbi Yanai said. And that is, Hakol Moedim Bekoimetz Shetoin Kiddush. No, no, no. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to have Kiddush Hakoimetz. How do you effect Kiddush HaKoimetz? By putting it into a second Kli Shores. But didn't our Mishnah say Reb Shimon Machshir? He wasn't talking about the Kiddush HaKoimetz. He was talking about now the Halo'a and the Haktorah. What Reb Nachman Yitzchak is saying is that Reb Shimon holds that there are really three stages. Stage number one is the original Mincha. Put that in the Kli Shores. That everybody agrees to. Now getting to the second stage, I took my kmitza, what do I do with it? Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Even Rav Shimon agrees, put it into a second kli sharis. No machloikis, he agrees with everybody. You have to have kiddush kmitz in a kli sharis. This is Rav Shimon Machshir. This took already the third stage. Third stage is, I now have to go and take this mincha up to the mizbeach. What do I do? The easy thing would be to do, just leave it in that kli sharis and take it up. What happens if they need that kli sharis for another purpose? Or he doesn't want to put in the klisharis. He wants to go and put it in his hand. Oh, on that, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, says Rav Shimon, there you do not need a klisharis for the hoylacha and the halah and haktorah on the mizbeach. You can take it out of the klisharis and keep it in your hand and take it up that way, or put it in like a mekedesh shulcheres. There's no requirement anymore for that klisharis for the halacha and the haktorah purposes.
Makes sense, because when would you salt, if you just had it in your hand and you have to put salt on the kmitza, when would you salt it if you didn't put it into some kli of some kind to rest, to put salt on it.
So you like the fact that the Tana Kama holds you should do the Kli Shar?
Well, no, but say even according to among these three Amorayim.
Yes, yes.
You put it in, you have to salt the Kmitza at some point.
Yes, when you're up at the top. Remember that you have on top of them is
there. So how do you salt? If you're putting salt on just the mechanics of it,
mm-hmm.
you have the kmitza in your
right hand. You have a second coin. It doesn't have to be the second
okay,
same
okay,
one.
Okay, all right. Never mind that.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, so bottom line is we have a three-way machlokes. Now we're going to have a series of brises. Each one is going to try to prove one of these amiroim is wrong, and each time we're going to try to go and fix it up, as you'll see. So, Frey Timari, it's Meisvei. This kasha is going to be a kasha under Yehuda Perei de Rebchia. What did Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chiya say? Rabbi Chiya said, you have two choices. If you want to do it b'yad, you have to do it b'yamin. Yad and yamin go together, the two yidin, yad and yamin. You want to do it b'kli, then you can even do b'smai. Now let's see a brisa, meisvei. And again, we start with the brisa with zvachim, and then we're going to come to the karm mincha. Hektar chalam leivar, v'yaitzim. Eitzim if you brought eitzim on top of the maracha, she'ha'alon, bein b'yad, bein b'kli, Bein b'yamin, bein b'smol, alz is k'sherim. Chetz v'chalom v'yvarim, the things that you put on the mizbeach, makes a difference. Yad, smol, kli, yad, min, smol, alz is kusha. Now let's get to our case. Hakoimitz, v'haktoiris, remember k'toiris, because we're going to have that on the Amid base. Hakoimitz, haktoiris, v'halavoina, shehelon, bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein b'yamin, bein b'smol, k'sherim. Now, who's the one that holds that you can take the kmitza up to the mizbeach, even biyad? You don't need a kli. That's obviously Reb Shimon. And what does it say in this brisa? It says bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyamin, bein bismol. Well, one second, didn't Reb Yudabri Rechia say that according to Reb Shimon, if you're taking it biyad, it's got to be biyad yamin? And here he's saying bein biyad bekli, bein biyamin, bein bismol. Kusha, the choyre is shver on rebuta to you, the rebuta berei the rebchia.
Boy, it's a bane of his existence.
Exactly. Amalach rebuta berei the rebchia, let's doven ketani. You have to reinterpret the brisa slightly. It's a doichik pshat, that when it says over here, bain biyad, bain bekli, bain biyamin, bain bismut, biyad is only yamin. Bekli, bain biyamin, bain bismut. That would, of course, be consistent with what Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, that if you're doing it, yeah, it's got to be dafkimi. Is that the push-up shot in the price? No. But that's how you have to learn pshat, to go and keep Rabbi Yehuda still alive, and not say tiyufta, tiyufta. Toshima, let's now ask a series of questions, and all of these questions are all going to be addressing Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Remember, Reb Nachman Yitzchak said that you do have to have Kiddush Koimitz in a second Kli Sharis, and all we're talking about is taking it up to the Mizbeach. For that, you don't need a Kli. Toshima, Kam Soy Shaloi Mikli Sharis, the Kidshoi Shaloi Bichli Sharis, the Helu Vehtiru Shaloi Bichli Sharis. So now, you have in fact those three stages that we're talking about before. The first stage is the Kmitza, which has to be done from a Kli Sharis. Then there's the Kiddush Koimitz that has to be done, according to us, in a Kli Sharis. You have to put it into Kli Sharis. Or bringing it up to the Mizbeach. You don't put it in your hand, you leave it in a Kli Sharis. If any one of these three is done outside of a Kli Sharis, it's a Tana Kama, it's boss. If you didn't go and take the Kmitza from, in other words, you didn't put the Mincha in the Kli Sharis in the first place, and do a Kmitza from, no good. Or if you Mekadesh Shabloi Kli Sharis, you did a Kiddush Koimitz without putting it into a Kli Sharis, you just did your Kmitza, didn't insert it, no good. Hello, Victor Shalem, Kli Sharis, Apostle, no good. Now that's all consistent with the Tana Kama, that's just Kli Sharis, Kli Sharis. Reblos v'Reb Shimon Machshirin B'matan Kli. Reb Shimon and Reblos, because Reb Shimon, because that's our Sugyam, he's Machshir as long as you put into a Kli. Rashi says, a Kli, but he leaves out the word Shores, because you can put it in any Kli. Look at the Rashi, two lines to the bottom, Machshirim b'matan kli, afilis shaloi b'kli sharis. Now that's going to be a tiyuf to Rav Nachman, the Omer Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees by the second stage. What's that second stage? The case of the Kiddush, of the Kiddushas HaKoimitz, that you have to do a kli sharis. That's what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Hakol Moedim, even Rav Shimon is Moedim. The Kiddush Koimitz requires a kli sharis. And here it's saying, Rav Shimon saying, Skushim matan kli, any kli, Those can be made out of plastic. Can be made out of Mekedesh al Cheres. Everything more Eima Mimatan Kliva Eilach. Ah, they're only referring to the third stage. Avada, the first stage and the second stage, better be a klisharis. Otherwise, it's possible. What are Reb Lazar Reb Shimon arguing on? Only in the third stage, when it says Vehelu Vektirish Leibel Klisharis, it's possible. There, Reb Shimon, one second. You don't need a klisharis for the halav haktara. You only need the klisharis at the outset, and you need it for the kiddush koymet. When we're talking about taking it up to the mizbeach, that's already mi matan kli ve'elech. From after you putting it into a klisharis, number two klisharis, once you did that, now you're being mala, now you don't need a klisharis anymore. Toshima, another kasha. Again, anum nachbi yitzvah, v'chomam oimrim, koimitz toin klisharis, keitzad. How does that work? Koin say mi klisharis, right? You have the minch inside the klisharis, you take the kmitz out. Umekachoi big klisharis, and now you put it into a second klisharis. Umala makir be klisharis, all three. It's the same price as before, just the other price was all in the negative. Shaloi, shaloi, shaloi. And here's all in the positive. Make a kmitz of klisharis, mekadosh li klisharis, bimala klisharis. Reb Shimon oimer, kimin shekom tzai mi klisharis. As long as that first stage you did the kmitzah from a klisharis, you're done, Rabbeisai. Maloi umaktiroi shaloi beklisharis. You don't need another klisharis. V'dayin shinginuk dayenu. One klisharis is enough.
He skipped number two, though. Didn't he skip stage number two?
Oh, so how would you explain
that? It's not clear. Does it have to have the
kiddush? He's combining two and three together. Okay, and that's going to be the kasha of Nachman Yitzchak. Okay. Nachman Yitzchak is the one that really introduced the distinction between two and three. Otherwise, from our Mishnah and Rav Yehuda ben Rachia and Rav Yanai, they all say that according to Rav Shimon, after you're finished with the initial Nesina, the Kmitza, well, before you had the Klisharis. Initial Klisharis, you did the Kmitza, from that point on, Klisharis is history, you're done. From now on, you can take it in your hand, you can take it in there. According to Rav Yehuda ben Rachia, it depends on the right hand, the left hand, the Kli, but what's it then? Rav Yanai says, you can dispense with Kalim altogether, you can dispense with hands altogether, wow. You can put it into the Gartel, you can put it in Klisharis, whatever you want, he doesn't distinguish. The first one that came on the scene and said, well, once I even go to Reb Shimon, there's that second stage, don't forget to put it into. Nobody else talked about that. Since on some of this brisa, mamish just like Reb Yehuda ben Rachia, or like Reb Yanai, that you don't need that second klisharis. Once you took the kmitza, now take the kmitza up to the top of the mizbech. How do you take the mizbech? Any way you want it. I would say put it in your pocket, but of course the big dekanim didn't have a pocket. Anyway, so Shimon Ayim Mekim should come to Melisharis. You're done, and now the kmitz is presumably still in your fingers. Malam Aktir, leave it in the way that is. Malam Aktir and Shalei Melisharis. B'daya. So you see, you don't need that second stage. You don't need that middle putting into Melisharis. You don't need a kiddush kaimitz. Is v'chzei shver nam nachem b'yitzvah. And for the more Ayima. Just a small emendation. He has to add one word. What's that one word? It says kimin shekomtzei. Once you did the kmitz in a klisharis, v'kidshoy, and you did a subsequent second kiddush in a klisharis. Now mal maktir v'day, then you don't need a third klisharis. Is geduk. Okay. With that, adding that one word, then it stems even according to Nachma Yitzchak. Toshma, kamatz bi minay. He did the kmitz in his right hand, and then he transferred it from his right hand into his left hand. What happens now? Put it back in the right hand. You know, nothing. Do the right thing. And leave the left hand on its own. It should be left behind. Now, what happens? Bismoylai. Whilst he's still holding it, bismoylai. V'chishev aleha. And he had a machsheves. Pigel of chutzlim koymay chutzlis manoi posel the aim by cars, meaning that because of the fact that it was bismoil and bismoil is not kosher, then the machshava which normally would cause it to become, and therefore it will not become the full fledged pigel sheyesh by cars. It only be posel the aim by cars. In fact, the Shita Mekubetzis asks, why don't you just say it's kosher totally? Because since he had this machshava at the time there was bismoil, which is not a kosher avoid if it's bismoil, so then the choyret should be totally kosher, it shouldn't just be possible in bekaris, and therefore the Shita Mekubetzis says a slightly different pshat. But anyway, but the point is, that's all the so far. Continuing on, Now we have to add a key word here, and that key word is yeminai. That if it's not in Bismoyle, but it's in Biyaminoi, Chishiv Olea Chutzlam Koyme Posel Ve'im by Karis, Chutzlas Mane Pig Vachayavan of Karis, Divirab Lazar Virab Shimon. Ah, so as long as it's in the Yamin, it's in the right hand, then it's okay, the Avoida is fine, and now if he had this bad Machshavas Pigal, then it has the consequences of Karis, Aim by Karis, depending on whether it's Chutzlam Koyme Chutzlas Mane. This is Reb Lazar Virab Shimon. We're going to come back to Reb Lazar Virab Shimon momentarily. But in the meantime, Mecham Maimrim, once you took the kmitz and you put it from the right hand into the left hand, the whole thing is now posel just by putting it in the left hand. In other words, Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon said on the Omid Aleph, you can transfer it back from the smoil back to the yamin, and Shelley already commented on that, that would be the right thing to do. Fine, beautiful, but you can do that. Says a chacham, no, no. Once you put in smoil, it's now irremediable. It's irreversible. It's posel. Why? My timer. I'll tell you why. I'll give you a very similar parallel to Hilchei Zvachim. Mishum deboi kedusha bekli. V'kimin shenesonai lismoil nasa kedam shenishbach mitzavar behema al haritzpa v'asofai sheposel. What is he talking about? So remember, we've had already back in our Masechta that there's a parallel between the four avoidos that you have by Zvachim and the four avoidos that you have by a Mincha. By Zvachim, you have the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hailocha, and the Zrika. By Etche'enkim, when you talk about the Mincha, you start over with the Kemitza. Kemitza is like the Shechita. You put that Kemitza into a Kli. That's the Nesin of a Kli. That's like the Kabbalah Saddam. Then you have the Hailocha. And then you have the Haktor and the Mizbeach, which is similar to the Zrika. Okay.
These are all parallel.
Shkoyach, thank you for your great assistance. Anyway, so what did the Chum say? So since you're supposed to go and take the Kmitza and put it into a second Klisharis, remember, Reb Shimon disagrees, but let's go and talk to him with the Chum. You have to take the Kmitza and put it into a Klisharis now. Okay. That putting into the Klisharis is like the Kabbalah's Hadam that you have by Zvachim. Now, what happens if, unfortunately, the Kohen was a little bit late and he was running to get the Kabbalah's Hadam at the time of the Shechita, but by the time he arrived, unfortunately, all of the Dam had already spilled and spurted onto the ground. Can you collect it now and go and use it now for the Zrikas Hadam?
No.
And the answer is no. Because you didn't have a Kabbalah Saddam in a misery. What happens if, in fact, you did a Kabbalah Saddam in the Klisharis, and then it spilled out? Then you can go and collect it together. Like, and that's like an Erev Pesach. You can collect it. Yeah, exactly. Perfect. Okay. So it says now the Chacham. Say now the Chacham. Kimin shenason bit lismoil, if you took the Kmitza from the right hand, instead of putting into the Klisharis, Kiddush Koimitz, what did he do? He put into the left hand. It's puzzle. It's as if you had, by the case of the Zvachim, Nasa Kidam Shenishbach Mitzavar Behim Al Ritzba. The Kmitz is supposed to go into a Klisharis. It didn't. It went into the left hand. The left hand, that's puzzle. So it's as if it's like the dam falling on the floor. And yeah, exactly. Vasofa Yishe puzzle. It's totally puzzle. Okay. Obviously, Reb Lozer and Reb Shimon disagree because they said you can take it from the right hand and put it into the left hand. If you put it into the left hand right after you take the kmitza, according to Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, doesn't that passel it? Because you got to put it into klisharis. Even Reb Shimon, according to Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, requires that second stage of putting the kmitza in the klisharis. And if he's taking from the right hand to the left hand, why don't they agree with the chachamim? It's like falling on the floor, and it should be possible. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Yufta Rav Nachman to Yufta. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is ogefreit, in other words, he's totally nitcha, and we do not paskin like him in understanding Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon does not require kiddush kli at all, since he doesn't require kiddush kli at all. He could take it from the right hand, put it in the left hand, put the left hand in the right hand. It makes no difference. Alles is fine. Only one thing I have to understand is, what about the other two mandiyamrim? Says Yimala, Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya Mesayile. Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya l'chayra, I have a shtarka raya. What did Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya say in the Amud Aleph? If it's like a chatas v'cha'asham, if you want to keep it in your hand, that's fine. But keep it in the yamin. If you want to put into kli sharis, that's all to find, and then you can even put it the smile. Ah, so therefore it's very good. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, that said that if you put it into the left hand and you want to be moilich into the left hand, says Reb Yehuda, no, don't take it in the left hand. You want to put it in the hand, you got to put it in the yamin. Okay, then fine, then switch it back to the yamin. No problem. But what about the fact that it didn't go into a kli sharis? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yanai don't require kli sharis. It's only Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak is tiyofta. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chilach, there's a good taraya that you want to put in the hand, keep it in the right hand, don't put it in the smile. You put it in the smile, return it to the right hand, and or put it into a kli. But there's no such thing as just taking in the yad smile. So that's a good taraya to Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yanai? Lame to have a tiyufta. Why would it be a tiyufta on Rabbi Yanai? Because Rabbi Yanai said it doesn't have to be in the right hand. It can be right and in left. It can even put in your gartel. There's no kepeda in all of this. Amlech Rabbi Yanai, anodiyami kitana di hector, v'lav litzdana kitani. You're right. This brisa does not stim like me. Because this brisa says over here, if you have it in the left hand, no good. Go and put it back in the right hand. Could Rabbi Yanai, who cares? Left hand, right hand. Says Rabbi Yanai, don't bring me a raya or a kasha from this brisa. I have a raya from my earlier brisa. What was the earlier brisa? Back on the Omer Aleph, the brisa began Meisvei, 5-6 lines after the Mishnah, after the beginning of the Gemara. Meisvei hektach lov meivvarim, and then turn to the next line. Ha koimitz vaak toiris vaalavoyni shehelon, bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyamin, bein besmoil. Says Rabbi Yanai, that's me. I hold that there is no hakpada of dafki yamin, hand. Or if it's in a kli, it can be both right or left. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, we asked the kasha Rabbi Yehuda from that braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, let's start in kintani. Biyaz, yamin. Bekli, yamin, yamin, smart. Which was not the pashup shot. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I learned pashup shot in this braisa. That the braisa says it makes the difference. Biyad, bekli, yamin, smart. Kusha b'yusha. This brisa said if it's in the left, you have to put it to the right. That's not me. That's not what I hold, Rabbi Yanai. Says Rabbi Yanai, but I have the other brisa that hold just like I hold. Okay, so this was the conclusion of that first part of the Gemara, all exploring what Rabbi Shimon holds. From here it goes much, much simpler. Rabbi Yisai, we go on to the second part of the Mishnah. Hikter koimtza pa'mayim. We put in two installments. It's kosher. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Yes, two installments, not four installments. In other words, one, take a break shortly, but a second one, done. But don't do three and four. Rabbi Yochanan, pamayim v'afilu pa'amim, even four. My benai, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Zeira, yesh koimitz poches mishnei kzeisim, mishnei zeisim, v'yesh haktor, b'chus mikazayis, ikka benai. The question is, how much flour can you put into one kmitza, into one hand? Of course, to a large extent, it depends on who the kohen is. You can have a kohen who's a 6-footer, and you can have a kohen who's a 4-footer. I mean, there's a big difference in terms of how long his fingers are going to be. But the point is, your normal, reasonable, regular kohen, how much is a kmitza? That's the machlekes. Yesh koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim, yesh haktor b'chus mikzayis ikka benai. Reb Shimon Levi sover, ein koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim, ein haktor b'chus mikzayis. The minimum is always a kizayis. And the assumption is that there is no kmitza which is less than 2 zeisim. Even the smallest koyin, his kmitza is going to be at least 2 zeisim. Since it's going to be at least 2 zeisim, Dr. Mishnah, you can split it in two. And then each one of the haktorah is going to be at least a kezayis, right? If you have 2 plus 2.1 kezayisim, split it down the middle, you have 1.05 now kezayisim. They're good, so you makter one, and then you makter the other. But if you're going to makter four times, then I got a problem. I'm going to take the shnei zayisim, I'm going to go and split it up into a half a kezayis, each one of the haktaris. Ein haktaris, because we kezayis, it's got to be a minimum kezayis. But what did Rabbi Yechon hold? Rabbi Yechon saw a yesh koimitz bachim mishnei zeisim. You could even have a kmitz which is less than 2 zeisim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says you could split it in half. So if you have your kmitz and it's only 1.5 zeisim l'mashal, Rabbi Yechon says that's certainly a possibility. And the Mishnah says split in half, so that means you only need 0.75. No, yesh haktar b'chus mikazai. So therefore, once I can go and split it up into two, I can split it into four. If I split it into four, it'll be less than a kazai. Doesn't matter. Because even splitting into two, you might have less than it, because Ayes and the Mishnah said it's good. So all of that is very straightforward.
That's the whole thing about the Shumshamin thing you had earlier, right?
So now the question is, the Shumshim, the Gemara said at least there were three Mandiyamim there. How does a Mandiyamim that says that you can go and do Shumshim and Ayit's less than a Kazayis?
Right.
And the answer is because it's doing it continually, like doing with the salt shaker. Not that he takes a break. Here we're talking a break in between. He's doing a Pamayim, first the first installment and then a second installment.
So but continually as if it's Pabas Achas.
Exactly.
If you divide into four, you have 375 thousandths.
Yeah, very good. And if you do an eighth,
oh, because I can take it further. If you
I'm want. Sure you can. And we continue on. Zokim or Itmar. Koimit me'imes aymate shirayim ba'achila. This is slightly similar to what you were asking before, whether you can have yesh pigel b'chatzi koimit. Can you go and split it up? Here we're talking about the shirayim. Can you split up and say, since I already put a half a kamitz, or the whole kamitz, at what point...
That matir is proportional to the nitr.
Okay, so the Gemara is not going to go really into proportions. The Gemara is now asking as a very straightforward question. We know that there are two purposes of putting the kamitz on top of the mizbech. Purpose number one is to have a kosher karbin mincha. Without the aktoras kamitz, you haven't done anything. Just like bringing a karbin, if you don't do a zarika sadam, you haven't done anything. If you don't go and do the aktoras kamitz, you haven't done anything. So, that's one to be matir the karbin. And then you have also to be matir the shirayim ba'achila. So at what point, when you put the kamitza on the mizbeach, you say now the shirayim, okay, kehanim, everybody can start eating the shirayim. Reb Chanina oimer misha moshla boy eshu or, Reb Yoichan oimer misha totis boy eshu or, berubay. What's the difference between Reb Chanina and Reb Yoichanan? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Rashi explains, Reb Chanina holds that you only need it b'miktsosoy. Moshel ben Or, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's got to be berubay. So Rabbi Chanina holds even a bisla. You put it into the fire. Presumably that bisla takes only 2 or 3 seconds because we're not talking about a piece of meat. We're talking about over here kamitza, which is flour. Flour you put into the fire. The maracha already part of it after a second or two is already moshel ben Or. Rabbi Yochanan says that's not enough. You got to wait until berubay. Maybe that takes a minute. Maybe it takes 5 minutes. Whatever it is, machlekes. I'll explain to you, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's got to be berubay. It says in the pasuk. Now this pasuk is talking about Sedoim va'amoira, and it says the smoke is going up from the sreifas Sedoim va'amoira, which of course was in the time of Rav Avinu. Everybody remembers from Sefer Bereishis. Now, it uses the term kitor. So, Trashi, and here by the mincha, the koimitz, use the term haktorah. Oh, so kitor and haktorah are related.
Ketoros.
Exactly. The kitor we're going to have shortly. But in the meantime, all the kitor, or the kitor, kivshon, and kivshon, mala kitor, achetutzis, or berubai. If you happen to live near a furnace, or if you happen to be a tourist and you're passing by, you'll see that when do you see the smoke coming up and then the police coming to go and give you a violation because of environmental issues, etc. It's got to be berubay. Abiksasi doesn't go and create a kitar. Oh, so therefore the haktorah of the koimet is only berubay. That does haste the haktorah and you yoitz, and now you can eat the shirai. Amli Rabin bar Rav Adal Rav. Amri Talmidcha. Your Talmidim said, Omer of Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, I have a braisa. And that braisa, l'choyre, is at odds with what we just said. How? The Gemara is now, the braisa is telling us that there are certain things that you are usually mukter during the day, and there are certain things that you can be and often are mukter, they're brought at night. So, Ainli el edvarm shadarkan li kore balayla, kugoyin, Avorim upedorim shemalon umaktiran mi boy hashemesh. You're allowed to even be makta them after boy hashemesh. Rashi said exactly. You can even do them mi boy hashemesh means after shkia and umesachlin v'holchin kol alayla and then kula and then you just leave it on the mizbeach and the mizbeach will do what it does. It's just going to eat it up and consume it for the rest of the night. That's if you're talking about dvarim shedarkli korev balayla. What about those dvarim shedarkan likarev bayoyim? And it's not only darkan, but you have to do it bayoyim.
It's possible after shkia.
Exactly. Because it's in the possible bayoyim tzavoyisai. Keep going, give me examples. Like the koimitz and the levoina and the ketoidus. That's your ketoidus that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And a minchas kohanim, minchas kohim mashiach, and minchas asochim. those three always come together because those three
kula kol
is no din of kaimet. So any one of those all have to be done by yoim shemalon umaktiron mi boya shemesh. You can be malon makter. We just used that term mi boya shemesh 5 lines ago. We said mi boya shemesh means after shkia. Didn't you? Break them over amris dark liquor by yoim. What are you telling me that you can bring it at night if you have to do them by yoim?
Yes.
Ella imboya shemesh. What means imboya shemesh? As Rashi means samach lishkia. Shortly before shkia, that's when you can go into all of them before boya shemesh. Once that's after shemesh, you get into a lot of trouble. And once you do it in boya shemesh, then misaklim hoichul karalayla. As long as you put it on before shkia, you can keep it the whole night. Minayin. How do I know that once you put it before shkia, it makes you can be hoichul karalayla tamalayim if zoyis toyra oila. Riba, the Torah's oil comes to tell you. The oil itself you can put after the shkia. And the Zois Torah's oil comes to Marba, all of these that if you put it before shkia, then you can just leave it even after shkia. And even though it wasn't Nisraf before, that's okay. It'll be Nisraf Kol HaLayla. Okay, so that's the end of the price. Frank the Gemara gets, we just said now, vis-a-vis all of those things that you bring during the day, including the koimet. Just make sure you put the kemitza on the maracha prior to shkia. That's already enough. But didn't we say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's got to be beroiv. If you put it in 5 seconds before shkia, it's not going to be roiv yet.
It's for Shimon Levi. It's good for Shimon Levi.
And the kasha is arayat of Shimon Levi, kasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Every maracha, we're talking about two different things. Like kasha, kan liklight, from Lashon Klita, like the ministry of absorption to be coiled on the Mizbeach, that's got to be before Shkia. Kan Lahatir, that wasn't the question. What was the original Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? Exactly, to be Matachan. That's the Machloikis, whether it's Mitzvahs or whether it's Roif. But to go and be coiled on the Mizbeach, as long as you got it there before Shkia, your Yoitza. Exactly. That's one Teretz. Rabbi Blazer says, you know what, I have a better Teretz. We don't have to go and amend the Braisa. Remember the Braisa said, Miboya Shemesh, and everybody starts screaming, Miboya Shemesh. So we amended it to Imboya Shemesh. No. Leave Miboya Shemesh. You can't put any of these things on after Shkia. No, I'm not talking about putting them on after Shkia. You put them on initially during the day. Michael Lepoinki, we're talking about what happens if they fell off of the maracha because they popped off, the spritz, whatever, came off. Do I have to put it back on? Yes or no? And that he says, even if it fell off after shkia, you can be malit until misachon the holchin kol laila, no problem, you can put it back on. V'chenki also Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yanai, v'poikin, yeah, put it back on, even after shkia, no problem. Frey Timara, you're saying this pshat now, alibid Rav Yanai. Who is this? V'chenki also Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yanai, v'poikin. Aha. Ketoyres that fell off the mizbeach, meaning of course the mizbeach hapnimi. After the curtain shabbat, curtain means like a plasticle,
a whole crystal nugget.
A nugget of the ketoyres falls off. Once it was on the mizbeach, you yoitza ein machzirin oisan. You don't have to put it back again. Now notice that this list that we had over here said v'hakoymet v'halvoyne v'haktoyres, and you're saying according to Rabbi Yanai, this toyres is referring to a poikin case. The same Rabbi Yanai said that when you talk about toyres, there's no din of poikin. Is the chayra stira Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yanai? Now let's continue on. We're not up to the teretz yet. We're still continuing the kasha. V'tani Rav Kanina bar Ibn Yumi v'devei Rav Lez ben Yaakov sh'toichol ha'esh es ha'oila al-mizbeach ichuli oila ha'temach v'yatam ha'machzer ichuli k'toires. This is Rav Yanai still quoting, etc. Bring a rayus to Rav Yanai. That the halacha of poikin only applies to ichuli oila. It doesn't apply to k'toires. Whether it applies to all the other kabbanis, like Gemara doesn't address, but it makes a clear distinction between oila and k'toires. L'choyre, the reason is because the oila and the others are all the mizbeach achitzayin, and this is on the mizbeach apnimi, and therefore he's saying there's no din of poikim in the mizbeach apnimi. Okay, fine. But bottom line is, chod hachastir Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yanai, everything more, san mikan ketoyres. You gotta take out the word ketoyres according to Rabbi Yanai. So, we had fedin means we had profited that we didn't have to go and switch from the original Girsa, Miboya Shemesh to Imba Shemesh, because we're talking about Poikin. But at the same time, we also lost one. We have to go and pull the Ketoris out, because otherwise it says Ketoris also.
And don't put it back.
And don't put it back. Yeah. And here it says, yes, do put it back. Even yeah. Don't put it back in the text.
Don't put it back on
this Bechapni. Beautiful, beautiful. Lashon, Noifel HaLashon, leave it out. Very good. Okay. Zokti Moriyetz. Now, from here till the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to go in rapid fire. Three shaylas, which are all very similar and very simple. Om Rabasi, ki poshet Reb Lozer b'Menachos. Reb Lozer was learning Menachos in his yeshiva. Boy, Hachi, asked the following shayla. We know that you're supposed to put the kemitza alo etzim, asher alo esh, asher ala mizbeah, on the marachah. What happens if you put kemitza sidroi on the mizbeah, not on the etzim? The cedar all of it's a marachah. And afterwards they put the shtei gizrei etzim on it, and they went and ignited it. Now, what do you think is going to happen to that kemitza? It's going to get burned. No question about it. It's not
in the right position.
Mao derech haTorah b'kacha in derech haTorah b'kacha yoytze taiku. Boy Chizkia, why only ask my kemitza? Talk about regular kavanas. You have to put the aimer and you have to put the oila on top of the maracha. What happens if you put it on the mizbeach and you only added the wood later on? Right. It got burned crisp, totally fine. Mm-hmm. But what's the dip?
It consumes
it either way. Second take. Third shaila, second or similar as you'll see, boy Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. You didn't put it underneath, you didn't put it on top. You put it next in the Maracha. But it was so close to the Maracha, of course it got consumed, it got burned. Did you do the proper thing?
How could that be? Because the Maracha was there were locations on the top of the Mizbeach.
Okay.
It was in the center usually. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on the side. How could it
It's right next to. If this is the Maracha,
right.
You're putting it right next to it. Instead of putting it on it, you put it right next to it.
It's catching fire from the side.
Exactly. It's a flam fire and it gets burnt. Okay, so what happens now? I'll even remind you, Al Mamish, the one that says Allah, it's actually Allah. This is not Al. It's not under, it's not over, it's to the side. Leiti Boilach. The Alo Eitzim Ksev Shteita Alo Eitzim Asher Eish Asher Mizbeach. So that's certainly no good. Kiti Boilach Alir Man Yomer Al Besomach. That Al can also be Mesavach next to. Oh, if it can be next to. My. How can I have Al Besomach? It's also next to. It's right next to Maracha. Oy Dilma Alo Eitzim Dom Yedal Mizbeach. Just like Mizbeach, you don't put it next to the Mizbeach. You got to put it on the Mizbeach. Mahasim Al Mamish. How can I have Al Mamish? Tishbi Ataris Kushizia Boyes. We'll get you tomorrow, 4:00 in